Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
This week he was on my show once before, and I think what he has to say is pretty fascinating. I think there's many different ways that we can heal ourselves. I've talked to so many different people with so many different understandings, and maybe a lot of it's our attitude as well. But Dr. Larry Lytle lives in a place I really like, one of the places I like to go visit, Rapid City, South Dakota, the Black Hills area, beautiful spot out there, and Mount Rushmore and all that. And he's on the line with me. We're going to talk about light therapy. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on with me. We talked about this the last time you were on, about this light therapy. And how did this ever come about? Where are the origins of this? First of all, you've been a doctor for how long?
Well, I'm 79 going on 80, so I've been a doctor of dental surgery, graduated from the University of Nebraska in 1964.
Wow.
And I got my PhD in nutrition after that, and my dad said, if you keep getting going on for degrees, you'll be an educated idiot.
Well, then so, that's better than me just a dumb idiot.
But anyway, in light therapy, DJ, you ask, where did it originate?
Yeah.
Well, one has to go back to the theory of how our Earth or universe originated, and most scientists, physicists, believe that light was here first. From the darkness came the light. That is a quote from most cultures, or God saw the light and said that is good. It doesn't matter from which religion, whether you're Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, or Christian, most everybody believes that from the darkness came the light. So then when one studies light, you'll realize that light can be either a wave or a particle. That's what Einstein said. What makes it a wave or a particle depends upon the thought process of the people around you. And the thought process is what manifests the light into something that we see. As an example, you and I we see, if you were here, I could see you and vice versa, or the people in my office can see me as a living human being. If I would raise the frequency of my vibrations of the, there are millions and millions of cells that make up our bodies, and literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of atoms that make up those cells. If we change the spin slightly and raise the vibration, then we have things that are invisible. And you have, or maybe your listeners have heard of some people that can become invisible, and that's because they can raise their frequency.
Wow. One
of my teachers, Jack Schwartz. I'm getting a background feedback.
Go ahead.
Jack Schwartz was one of the energy gurus of my time. His body is deceased now, but Jack Schwartz could insert a sharp needle through his arm, a big needle through his biceps of his arm, take it out, and it wouldn't bleed. He could close the wound up before your eyes. And there are quotes in the Bible of people that are breatharians, that they live on air alone. So when one looks at the far reaches of where did this healing light come from, it's always been there. The problem is getting it to where people can use it and benefit from it. In our society today, there's too much electromagnetic contamination for most people to deal with that type of vibrational energy that some yogi or some guru on the top of a mountain could manifest.
So we can manifest this. That was my next question. We could actually manifest this ourselves, but unless you live away from a lot of technology, because that interferes with it. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Lytle?
That's exactly what I'm saying. If you were a yogi or a guru or a monk, and you live down in the high part of the Himalayas up on top of a mountain, you wouldn't have the electromagnetic contamination, and you could manifest the frequency of the energy that you chose to manifest. But you and I living here in all the electromagnetic contamination with all of the toasters and radios and TVs and cell phones, all of that electromagnetic contamination is what interferes with the transferring of subtle energy. This is well known in the scientific and physics
right.
world. Very close to where I live here, up at an hour's drive in the Black Hills of South Dakota, is an abandoned mine called the Homestake Mine. It was abandoned 10 or 12 years ago and was turned over to the state of South Dakota for research. And now the South Dakota School of Mines and Technologies and the Black Hills University have spearheaded research in that mine. And if you go down to 5,000 feet, there's research done over the past 50 years in that mine studying energy we couldn't see that's been named the neutrino. In fact, a man by the name of Nash got the Nobel Prize in physics for naming the neutrino, and he did that right here in the Black Hills, studying the energy that is suspected to cause the swallows to come back to Capistrano every year on the same day, or the salmon to go up the same stream even though the mother salmon's dead, the baby salmon go up the same stream. All of the universe operates on energy that we do not understand as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that is being studied here in the Black Hills at the Homestake Mine, deep underground laboratory. They believe if they go 5,000 feet deep, they could block out all the electromagnetic contamination. Now they've concluded that they probably have to go 7,500 feet deep.
Wow.
And this mine is that deep and solid rock and will block out all the electromagnetic contamination, and they'll be able to define what is in the dark matter that operates our universe. And so what I've done is that's all scientific, and it's all like it's a good thing to base your work on, but most of the people are never going to go down to 7,500 feet below ground.
Right. That's a lot of digging. That's a lot of digging.
Yeah, that is. So what I've done is to create an instrument called the Q-Laser system that will deliver the same benefit as if you were underground. And we've done double-blind placebo-controlled research on the Q-Laser. If your listeners want to follow along, by the way, they can go to www.qlasers.com and put in the promo code radio. Or if they want to call 866-434-5959 and put in a code 2020, they will get an informational packet on what I'm talking about this morning. But in studying our laser system, in studying energy, everyone says we're going to put energy back into the body. At Rotary, I'm a Rotarian. At Rotary one morning, we had a young man talking about acupuncture. He's a chiropractor, and he was opened an acupuncture center in Rapid City, and he was talking about it. Did a nice job explaining acupuncture from needle to needle and acupuncture points. The guy sitting next to me said, "What type of energy are you using, young fella?" He said, "What are you doing with those needles?" And the guy said, "Well, we're moving energy." And the old fellow next to me said, "What type of energy are you moving?" He said, I have a trucking company. I have diesel trucks. They run on energy. I have gas trucks. They run on energy. My lawnmower runs on energy. I watched Kobe Bryant play basketball last Saturday on TV. He played with a great deal of energy. And I was at the Civic Center last Sunday for a fine arts event, and the orchestra played with a great deal of energy. What type of energy are you moving, young fella? And so that becomes, then what are we doing? What is this thing called energy? And when we break it down small enough, we can say that what you're moving is a subatomic particle called an electron. And that electron is what makes up the part of the atom that makes up our bodies. The greatest physicists of all time do not know why the atom, which is a positive charge nucleus, that's very stable unless you have an atomic bomb, and the very elusive electron that orbits the atom, they don't know why the electron will leave that orbit. And so consequently, when it leaves, you have symptoms of disease. If it leaves in the eye, you have disease in the eye. If it leaves in the liver, you have symptoms of disease in the liver, and so on. The Q laser puts electrons back.
What is it called?
What a remarkable, that, the Q laser.
Q laser.
That's the light system that I've manifested, and the laser is made of ordinary laser diodes that most all of you have seen them when you check your groceries out at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
They're diodes of that nature. The way we use those diodes with a computer is what manifests them with the ability to carry electrons, take them right out of the air in front of you. You can't see them, of course, and deliver them back to the liver, deliver them back to parts of the body where you've lost electrons. A very simple method of controlling or benefiting your health. That's what we call light energy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you more about that, but first I have a question about, do you feel, because you said we all have these electric energies around us that are pounding through us, is that adding to illness or adding to our imbalance?
Well, again, the greatest physicists do not know why the electron leaves its orbit. And there are certain holding patterns that holds the electron in its orbit around the positive charge of the atom. And why does the body go haywire sometimes and allows those electrons to leave is still one of the things that our greatest physicists, like you go clear back as far as we got history, Newton, Einstein, Bohr, all of those guys don't know why the electron leaves its orbit. But yet when you go to your family or your medical doctor or specialist, they certainly have a name for the disease that is caused
mm-hmm.
by the when an electron leaves its orbit around something in the liver, for example. They have a name for that disease that is gives the liver symptoms then. I'm not sure how they can identify.
Is it possible, Larry, that our own free will is what could be making these electrons leave? Is it our thoughts and attitudes?
Absolutely. I just wrote I write a monthly newsletter. In fact, all your listeners can get it if they call that number, 866-434-5959. Code 2020. Just this month in November, my newsletter is about the brain, the mind, and thoughts. It's really your thoughts that manifest what happens to the electrons in your body. If you are one of those people that are very fearful, fear is one of the biggest things that will drive electrons off of the atoms of the body.
Wow.
Fear and all of its negative cousins, hate, jealousy, doubt, all of those negative cousins of fear will drive electrons off. Now, we know that's society. That's the way it works. You seldom see or hear any good news on the news channels. It's all fear news, all bad news. So we are constantly being bombarded by things that are fearful. That is why the laser is used as a preventive tool. Why wait until one gets sick? One should apply the laser and put electrons back before you get sick. I use the laser personally for about a half hour every week as a preventive tool to put electrons back, because I'm in the same situation as you and all your listeners.
What kind of things can this help you with? What kind of, I mean, just about anything or what?
Well, if you understand that the body is composed of trillions of cells that are made of multiple trillions of atoms, then all you have to do is say, where are we missing electrons? And if you have a bad knee or a bad hip, then that's, if you apply the laser there, you're going to put electrons back and solve the problem. As an example, I'm an old basketball player, and I played some pretty good basketball. Our high school team was undefeated and won the state championship, and 50 years later, we were all inducted into the Hall of Fame as the best basketball team in the state of Nebraska. I played till I was 70 years of age at the YMCA, and my hip finally says, okay, that's enough. So one day, my hip locked up, and I fell down the stairs, and my brother was very concerned. He said, you better get that hip replaced, because two of my classmates fell down the stairs and died this year, and one classmate's wife died. And he said, you better get it replaced. So I said, okay. So I get on the gurney, and they're ready to wheel me in to replace the hip, and the blood pressure spikes up. Normally, not high blood pressure. I do not have high blood pressure, and the blood pressure spiked up. They said, we can't do the surgery today. Your blood pressure is too high. Gave me some blood pressure pills, sent me home, scheduled me next week. Same thing happened the next week. Blood pressure spikes up. And I told my surgeon, I said, have you ever heard of divine intervention? And he laughed, and I said, I'm canceling all of my surgery, all my appointments. I went home and applied the Q-laser system, one laser on each side of my hip. Now, this is a new way of using the laser that's never been used before. And I programmed our lasers so they stayed on. And I applied one on the bottom side, one on the top side of my hip, left them on for 3 hours. That's as long as the battery will run. And the next morning, my hip felt pretty dang good. And the next night, I left them on for 2 hours. And the next night, 1 hour. And today, my hip is fine. I've had no hip replacement. I can walk up and downstairs carrying two full glasses of water, not even hanging onto the rail. So that is an example of how we use what we call a vortex of energy to keep the energy in the area that has been damaged. Now, my hip was damaged from too much basketball, too much activity. And gradually that hip was, I replaced the electrons at the bone, cartilage, nerve, muscle, blood vessel layer level in that hip, to where my hip does not pain at all, walk up and down steps without having a hip replacement. And that's done with what we call a vortex of energy.
So
in Sedona.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, your question.
I was just going to say, if somebody, so really this could, you'd assume if we're just basically made up of atoms and electrons and cells, you could almost fix anything.
That's true. And again, you have to keep in mind that the thought process that drives electrons off also keeps them sometimes from reattaching.
So if you don't have the right attitude to heal, is what you're saying, right?
Well, that's part of it, DJ. The you can have, the laser will help. For example, if you have pain, you can apply the laser and you will cause your own body cells to produce their own endorphins or their own morphine-like substance, and you will reduce the pain on almost anybody. whether they want it reduced or not. So when you're looking at pain, the laser system has a photochemical, a photosensitivity, which becomes a chemical reaction, which causes the body to produce its own endorphins or morphine-like substance, and the pain will just be reduced. That will happen in all people. So when you're, if your listeners have pain in some joint, a knee, a hip, a shoulder, a wrist. In fact, our very first research was done on osteoarthritis of the hand. That was double-blind, placebo-controlled research where we showed that we could control the symptoms of osteoarthritis from 69 to 89% of the time. So if you don't have any symptoms, you probably don't even know you have a disease. Mm-hmm. And that was controlled by just applying applying the laser to specific points and on the knuckles once every other day for 10 days. We found that even after 40 days of not applying, 42 days of not applying the laser, many of the people, arthritis had not, the symptoms had not returned. We went on to study the same laser device with diabetes, double-blind placebo-controlled, so that we could reduce the blood marker of diabetes. That's called HbA1c for your diabetic listeners. They know what that means. We could control that blood marker 70% of the time with real laser. We went on to study the same thing, double-blind placebo-controlled with high blood pressure, and we could control high blood pressure 96% of the time. And then we went on to study the aiming one laser at another laser, creating a vortex of energy, and we could demonstrate using good methods of marking that we could improve standard memory, retention, and learning by 30%.
Are there any side effects that come from using something that seems like a natural thing, light? But I mean, is it something that could, too much exposure to it, or what's your answer to that?
Good question. The only thing you can do by using too much laser is wasting your time. It's almost, you know, it's not, it doesn't have damaging rays like the sunlight does. So if you lay out in the sunlight, you have some damaging rays and you can get sunburned. The Q laser system is such a subtle energy method of delivering energy back in such subtle amounts that if you don't need the electrons, it just goes unnoticed. So there have been I've been in this business 17 years. I have not had one written complaint of anybody being harmed with the Q laser system.
Now, Dr. Lytle, Larry, is this something that's affordable for the average person? Because I'm guessing people can come out to where you live and get treated, right? Or they can get something they can buy for themselves? Or how does that work?
Now, there are a few medical practitioners that treat. I don't practice dentistry anymore, and I never did treat with the laser when I practiced dentistry. There are a few practitioners that use the laser to reduce pain, because that's what a lot of people report to chiropractors for, is pain. We have a number of chiropractors that use the laser. But the laser is intended to be owned by the individual. It's intended to be used on a preventive basis so that you keep your body from breaking down and you don't get the symptoms of disease. And it is affordable. So when you amortize it out, first of all, when you compare it to any medicine, it's extremely affordable. Most people don't know how costly their medicine is because they got some type of insurance.
Right.
They don't know how costly sick care is because they don't really know what it costs, because somebody's insurance, either the company they work for or the federal government or Medicare or something, paid it. But even if they have to pay their own copay, they can, out of what they would save, they could pay for the laser out of their copay. Normally what we tell people, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek type of method, but if you can afford a latte a day, you can afford to own a laser.
A latte a day.
Yeah.
And this is something that's real easy to work with. It's not, you know, it's a small, it's a handheld device?
It is a handheld device, rechargeable. And if you can turn on a flashlight, you can run this laser. We pride ourselves in making a very simple approach to where anybody that reads at the eighth grade level can learn to run the laser the first day they buy it.
Now, is there any kind of guarantee that comes with this? Because it's like, you know, it sounds amazing, but let's say I try it.
Yeah, there is. The company guarantees their product. The Q-Laser system is contracted to be made by Tritech Manufacturing, and they offer a two-year warranty. Most of the people that sell the lasers offer a what they call a stop loss, 6 months. You can use the laser for 6 months, and you can receive 80% of your money back at the end of 6 months if you're not happy.
So there is, it's not like you're totally taking a crapshoot and going, well, I hope this works and let me try it. And then, you know, I think there's certainly plenty of people out there that want to separate you from your money. And you've used this on yourself and you've seen, like you said, with your hip. What other things have you done to your own body that you felt?
Well, I'm very proud to say that I said I'm going on 80 years old. I use the laser on my own brain every week for memory retention and learning. And I can say that today I have a sharper mind than I did when I was 55.
That's interesting. I certainly believe that that does make some sense. So again, if somebody wants to find out more information about how to go about getting this, they can go to your website.
They can go to www.qlasers, that's the letter Q, and then the word LASERS.com, and put in the promo code radio, and they can read what's on that site, or they can go to 866-434-5959 and put in code 2020, and they will get my latest publication, The Mind, the Brain, and Thoughts. That'll be a free to anybody that registers at 866-434-5959 and put in that code 2020, and they will get that latest publication on how the brain and the mind works.
Okay. I see that you've written a lot of books. You're quite an author as well. One of the books that I was looking at in this listing here, there was one about innate wisdom, universal healer. Is that osteoporosis? Is that what that's about?
Well, it's osteoarthritis. I've written several books.
Or is that a separate?
Healing,
that's a separate one. Innate wisdom is the one.
Yeah, Healing Light is a great book, and it talks about how light energy works. And the last part of Healing Light is remarkable in that it's probably the only place you can read about what regulates the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system controls your heart rate, your lungs, your breathing rate, all the way down to the sexual production of the male or female is done through the autonomic nervous system. The last four chapters of Healing Light is written in lay language so that lay people can understand the autonomic nervous system and know what to do about it. Some of the other books I've written is Energy Transcendence.
Right.
That book talks about your conscious energy, subconscious, paraconscious, and then the innate wisdom that you spoke about is a method of using your own body to test by kinesiology. If your listeners understand kinesiology, they can understand how to do kinesiology on themselves and test if they need to use the laser longer, or if they need a dip, if they can test whether it's on the right frequency, the right mode, by innate wisdom. And then I've written Universal Healer, three different books in Universal Healer, one on osteoarthritis, one on diabetes, and one on high blood pressure. And I've written a book, Shedding Light on Cancer, 2014 and Beyond. And I've written another book, Shedding Light on Common Human Disorders, as well. And when it comes down to the basics, all of these are treated the same way. It's loss of electrons that causes the problem. And many people are exposed to situations in their life where they're going to lose more electrons. Stress, worry, fear, and these are external stressors, such as, you know, divorce, financial concerns. All of those concerns will drive electrons off of the body. Those people need to use the laser more often. Innate wisdom will help them determine how often. You use this laser yourself. You don't try to find a practitioner that will use it for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds pretty fascinating, and I guess if people are interested, they can always follow the information. We'll have it posted during this interview as well, and find out for themselves. Now, do you also believe in natural healing, as far as do you take supplements? Do you do things like that to help your body as well?
Sure. I mean, I have a PhD in nutrition. And one of the conclusions of all my study in nutrition, if you want to sum up nutrition in one sentence, eat like your great-great-great-grandparents did. And if you eat, for example, the longest living people in the world today are the Japanese people. Most your listeners will say, oh, well, they eat vegetables and stir fry and that. But the second longest living people, just a few tenths of 1% behind them, are Austrians. They eat meat and potatoes and lard and eggs.
Hmm.
So the diet that we in the United States say is a good diet may not be necessarily a good diet for a person in India. So consequently, the people in the United States studying nutrition have put too much emphasis on what is a good diet based upon what they've read. Now, we're a multicultural country. We have a little bit of, most all of us are mixtures of races. And some of us have ability to handle some food that might be predominant in the Austrian culture years ago, or Japanese or Indian. But when we start eating the same thing over and over and over, such as our fast food produces, the top 10 foods in the United States are normally what's fast foods, then the bodies aren't designed to handle that. Most of the time, what we do is say, in nutrition, avoidance is way more important than addition.
Avoidance, and maybe, you know what I also think, Larry, is attitude. Yeah, because we're in a hurry, because we don't take time to enjoy what we could be eating, maybe some things that are unhealthy, but, or so-called, because it really is energy. It really is not what we think it is. It's an illusion. And so if we have an attitude of happiness or joy, or just take a moment to appreciate it, wouldn't that make it healthier too?
Of course, that's what I said a little bit ago when I talked about the mind, the brain, and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts are extremely important. So if you're a happy person, a thankful person, Thanksgiving is coming up, a day of thanks. If you truly believe that and surround yourself with other people that do, then your mind will produce more healthy thoughts. That's attitude.
And make things healthy around you as well. You know, the foods that we ingest I'm not saying that, you know, but I just find that, you know, when I'm in a better state of mind, my body seems to react to those foods a whole lot better. So maybe
I would agree with that. The foods and, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a Rotarian. Mm-hmm. One day, a few years ago, we had a Rotarian that turned 100. And we asked John, how did you get to be 100 years of age? He stood up and he said, everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good advice.
I think so. And maybe not to stress out too much about things. Let things go. It all takes its toll. Well, it's really it's a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Larry Lytle. He is, again, in Rapid City, South Dakota. And you're getting not too far from being a centurion yourself, aren't you?
Well, one of my company's names is 2035 PMA. 2035 is the year I'll be 100 in.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect these lasers to be in every household by then.
Okay, cool. And like anything, you know, anybody listening, do your homework. Make sure it's something that you feel comfortable with. And see if it's something you maybe be interested in. Thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you, TJ. And have a happy Thanksgiving to all of you and your listeners.
Thank you. Take care.
Good day.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.